Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Banner, B-A-N-N-E-R. As per the record, supplied Barry Banner was seen at Wilmington Hospital emergency room on 6-7-22, period. He gave a history that he fell from 6 feet off of a ladder while at work, period. He injured both his right shoulder and right lower extremity, period. He had numerous diagnostic studies performed that will be inserted as marked, period. He was evaluated by orthopedist Dr. Axe, A-X-E, who opined the shoulder only needs a sling with no surgical intervention. Period relative to the right foot, Dr. Johnson recommended it be dressed with wound dressings and splint and follow up outpatient for delayed surgical intervention. Period. However, Mr. Banner was admitted to the hospital, period, on 6-7-22. He was evaluated by a physician assistant named Mr. Callahan, period. He stated he was climbing a ladder when he slipped and fell, landing on his right side. Period, he landed on his right foot first, and then continued to fall onto his shoulder. Period. X-rays of the shoulder showed acute comminuted fracture of the proximal humerus involving predominantly the greater tuberosity without significant displacement of the dominant fracture fragments. Period. There was no definitive involvement of the anatomic or surgical neck of the humerus. Period. There was mild osteoarthrosis of the glenohumeral and acromio clavicular joints, which are otherwise normally aligned. Period. He was diagnosed overall with a humeral head fracture and Lisfranc's dislocation. Period. The plan was for him to be non-surgical relative to the shoulder. Period. He also had a podiatry consult done on 6-8-22 by Dr. Green, period. He wrote x-rays suggest comminuted fracture of the first metatarsal near the area of the first tarsal metatarsal joint, as well as some small fractures of the second and third metatarsals. Period. CAT scan was also ordered and suggested this as well. He was currently in a posterior splint that was partially removed for evaluation and then reapplied. Period. There were no plans for podiatric surgery at that time. Pretty was cleared for discharge from a podiatric surgery standpoint once medically stable. Period. He was admitted to the hospital and had inpatient care, period. Occupational and physical therapy were rendered, period. Mr. Banner was discharged from the hospital on 6-10-22, period. He was being discharged to home with durable medical equipment that was brought to the hospital, period. He was on several medications, including oxycodone and acetaminophen, period. New paragraph. Mr. Banner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Axe as an outpatient on 6-15-22, period. He diagnosed closed non-displaced fracture at the proximal end of the right humerus. Greater New Sling was applied with an abduction pillow, and an MRI of the shoulder was ordered. Period. This was done on 6/22/22 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. X. He reviewed those results on 6/20/22. Smash that. On scratch that. He was then seen by Dr. X on 6/20/22 regarding the right foot fractures. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of closed non-displaced fracture of the first metatarsal bone of the right foot. Period. They discussed treatment options and he was placed in a CAM boot. Period. Dr. Seifert, S-E-I-F-E-R-T, had him follow up in 3 to 4 weeks with weight-bearing x-rays. Period. On 7/18/22, he followed up regarding his foot. Period. He was not taking anything for pain relief at that time, but was out of work. Period. He underwent additional x-rays of the foot, and he was to continue in his CAM boot. Period. In paragraph, he followed up with Dr. X on 7/27/22 to review the results of the right shoulder MRI. Period. He wrote it demonstrated no rotator cuff tear. Brady performed a corticosteroid injection to the bicipital groove. Period. He was then referred for physical therapy. Period. On 8/8/22, he was seen again by Dr. Seifert, S-E-I-F-E-R-T, period. Additional x-rays were taken, and he was given a prescription for formal physical therapy. Period. He could wean from his boot into a sneaker and return to sedentary duty. Period. He was going to follow up in 3 to 4 weeks. Period. He was seen again regarding his shoulder on 8/24/22. Period. He had a final visit with Dr. Seifert on 8/31/22. Brady was following up for his right first metatarsal fracture. Period. He was not having pain, but his foot does get sore. Period. He was on sedentary duty, but none was available. Brady was not taking anything for pain and was full weight bearing in a sneaker. Period. Clinical exam was performed and he had an antalgic gait on the right. Brady was full weight bearing. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the right ankle, but no specific measurements were indicated. Period. He did have diffuse swelling, but no gross deformity or open lesions about the right foot and ankle. Period. Dr. Seifert concluded that his fracture was fully healed and he had reached maximum medical improvement. Brady was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity and follow up only on an as-needed basis. Period. And looking back at the other podiatric progress notes, the physical exam was simply repeated. from the first. So it cannot be counted on as reliable for his examination at the end of treatment. Okay, next section, findings and conclusions on 6-7-22, Barry Manor. Fell from a height of 6 feet while at work, injuring his right shoulder and right foot. He was seen at the emergency room and had numerous diagnostic studies. X-rays of the foot showed what were thought to be comminuted fractures. He was attended to by podiatry. He was admitted to the hospital for 2 days. After discharge, he followed up with Dr. Seifert for his foot. Conservative care was rendered with immobilization, followed by therapy. As of his last visit, Mr. Banner was cleared to work full duty as his fracture had healed. New paragraph, this case will be rated for a fracture of the first metatarsal of the right foot using the sixth edition. If clinical studies are taken into account, they were severe, noting the comminution of his fracture. And that is the end.